Blog Talk Radio. The views expressed on Talk Real Solutions, hosted by Tyrone Thompson at TalkRealSolutions.com, are the views of Tyrone Thompson and do not reflect the views of TalkRealSolutions.com, YouTube, or etc. The content here belongs to Talk Real Solutions and its many contributors. Views and opinions expressed by all contributors belong to them and not TalkRealSolutions.com or Tyrone Thompson, the host, or etc. All data and information provided on the site is for informational purposes only. Talk Real Solutions makes no representation as to accuracy, completeness, correctness, suitability, or validity of any information on this site and will not be liable for any errors, omissions, or delays in this information or any losses, injuries, or damages arising from its display or use. All information is provided on an as-is basis.
What's up, everybody? What's up, brothers and sisters and others and everybody in between? This is Sweet Soul Brother coming at you again on Talk Real Solutions. You know, I'd like to invite everybody over to Talk Real Solutions to check out TRS's three-point plan. And while I'm at it, you know, let me give you guys the number to call in to TRS. And that number is 515-605-9783, and you'll be prompted to you know, sign in with a host pin or with your guest pin, that is. I'm sorry. So bear with me, everybody. This is my second time in the host chair, but yeah, I just want to thank Tyrone Thompson again for inviting me to get to know my to get to know you guys and to host, you know, Talk Real Solutions. Anyways, yeah, so like I said, you know, I'm back again to hang out with you guys for, you know, a couple of hours and to just chop it up and to talk a little bit. And tonight, you know, I'm going to go in a little bit harder than I did last week. You know, I'm going to come in and I'm going to talk about something that's heavy on my mind. I like the idea of talking real solutions. And for me, talking real solutions, I believe that, you know, we have to share how we're living and what we see as solutions to making life better, you know, for each other, you know. So, you know, we're all out here struggling, we're all out here trying to make it. And I wholly believe in each one teach one and each one help one. So, you know, one of us can't help everybody. And that goes for me and that goes for you. You know, you can't help everybody, but we can all help one person. And if we pass that along, you know, that each one teach one and each one help one, then we can all overcome what we're up against. So tonight, what I want to talk about is white supremacy and defining white supremacy. You know, and I want to talk about, you know, how white supremacy affects us as a black collective. You know, now, I know everybody has their own opinion about what white supremacy is and how we're affected by white supremacy. So, you know, I expect it to get kind of hot and heavy. But, you know, I'm just going to give you guys my take on what white supremacy is and how we're all affected by it. You know, and first things first, you know, when addressing white supremacy, we can't do it without addressing religion. And we can't do it without addressing spirituality and, you know, how white supremacy came to be. I see ABC in the room. ABC, what's up, my man? So I just wanted to give you a shout out. Hold it down for me tonight. But anyways... Yeah, we have to first define white supremacy, how it came to be, what it is, and how it's affecting us as black people. And this is going to be kind of heavy for a lot of you all. You know, white supremacy is real. And what I tell people all the time is that white supremacy is not white. You know, white people are not all white supremacists. You know, so we do a disservice to ourselves and each other when we automatically promote every white person we see to the elite status of white supremacy. So, you know, white supremacy is a system. It's a system of what I call divide and conquer. That's what it is. You know, if you look up the definition of white supremacy, if you look up how it, you know, what it seeks to do, it seeks to divide and conquer. And the interesting thing about, you know, the greatest slogan, the opposite slogan of white supremacy is united we stand, divided we fall. So white supremacy, it knows this, and it says it to us daily, and we don't realize it, that united we stand, divided we fall. So it's telling us, it's giving us the antidote to white supremacy while at the same time pitting us against each other. So how do we determine, how did white supremacy come into play? Well, every race has had a hold on this earth. Every race has ruled this planet, you know. So white supremacy has had its grips on the planet not even for 1,000 years, not even, let's say, not even the last 800 years. The effects of white supremacy have done the most damage in the last 750 years. So white supremacy is a fairly new concept. But what white supremacy did, that all the other empires, all the other ruling factions that ruled this earth, what white supremacy is doing that the others didn't do, is the divide and conquer notion. You know, race, white supremacy created race. Blacks, whites, you know, and Mongols. So the Negroid race, the Caucasoid race, and the Mongoloid race. And white supremacy says we all fall into one of those three categories. And then it further divides us. This is what no other empire has done. Before white supremacy came along, the world was just tribes. It was tribes, then it became nations. And in a nation can consist of different peoples, you know, of different skin colors, different, you know, creeds. But for the most part, a nation has the same belief. Say, for instance, the United States of America, we're a nation. Well, before white supremacy came along, we would all be one race of people because we all have pretty much the same beliefs. We all pretty much have the same goals. We all pretty much have the same religion. So when I say religion, we all pretty much are Christian based. You know, we're all pretty much a Christian. You know, our beliefs are based in some type of Christian faith. For the most part, even if we're Muslim, we come from some foundation of there being a God and there being order. So we would all be one people. Well, that's what white supremacy did. It separated us. It caused division in us. And by causing division, that's how it sees the hole on the earth. By causing division and then promoting certain demographics above other demographics and giving to certain demographics over other demographics. This is how white supremacy came to be, that no other empire did. All other empires sought to make us all one, Well, every empire seeks to assimilate everybody. That's the whole structure of ruling. To rule over people, you're going to have to assimilate everybody beneath you. So every system sought to assimilate everybody into one. Well, white supremacy does the complete opposite. It seeks to divide everybody and to keep everybody from assimilating into one. Now, I hope y'all can follow me on that. So, you know, for those of you that are kind of anti-Bible and that are anti-religion, go back and you read the Bible for yourself. You know, for me, you know, the Bible is there are no writings that predate biblical writings. And people that have a problem with biblical writings, for the most part, haven't actually read biblical writings for themselves. And for the most part, can't see themselves in biblical writing. So when you're able to see yourself in the Bible, then you can see how it works. If you can't see yourself in it, then you can't see how it works. In the Bible, there are no races of people. There are only nations and tribes. These nations and tribes were all different kinds of people. So these nations and tribes were people that had brown skin, had fair skin, had pale skin. These were they were families of people. Somehow, somewhere along the line, we got divided up. Families got pit against families. People got pit against people. Fathers got pit against sons. Mothers got pit against their daughters. People that came from the exact same households got ripped apart and put against each other and told that they were in different races. This is how white supremacy came to be. So when we look at how white supremacy affects us here in the present day in the United States, we have to look at who controls the things that are affecting us. We talk about population and population control. Now, we can all look up, you know, the population, you know, stats and see that, you know, America is roughly 350 million to 370 million people in population, and that the black demographic is roughly 40 to 42 million. The black demographic hasn't grown the way it should be growing. When we look at abortion and the number of abortions that take place on a regular, daily, we'll understand that we're being population controlled. But not physically, we're being mentally population controlled, that we're actually helping to control ourselves, yet we don't know why. When we know that when drugs come into the United States, drugs don't come into the United States by black people. There are no black people flying planes. There are no black people helming ships to bring in drugs. So when drugs come into the United States, they're coming in to the United States by people that don't have black skin. But when they land into the black community,
Tom, hear me? I don't hear nothing. It just went silent. Is my phone dead? What happened? Can anybody hear? Let me go to the chat room. What happened? That's not good. Tara, send me a message on Facebook. I'm not sure if the brother dropped off. I hope not. Well, it's an interesting subject, nonetheless. Oh, wait, we're going to wait. Give me a minute. I'm going to run my mouth. I'm not doing no show tonight, so I'm not sure what the hell is going on here. Yeah.
What just happened? Yeah, I'm going to open the Tara's mic because this is not normal. Tara, what happened? Tara? Oh, it's my phone. What the hell happened to my phone? What the fuck just happened? I can't hear shit. All right, let me hang up and call back.
Hello? What happened? What just happened?
I don't know. I'm checking the line to see if he's there.
No, cause I thought my phone was with dead silent, so I thought it was my line, so I'd have hung up.
Hey, Sweet Soul Brother, are you there? I don't know his line. What's the, let me Facebook message him.
Is he calling from Skype?
You know, I think look like he's using his computer, look like.
See, this, you guys can't be using a computer like that, man, because when kids cause technical difficulties, your shit not straight. Come on. Let people come on. I know some people try to save money, but Jesus, man. Damn.
Well, Gary, it ain't even about all that, man. Sometimes people just have problems with their connection.
Yeah, but if you use a cell phone, you don't have to worry about that connection, most likely. I know. Trust me.
Yeah, but like we ain't on no like private conversation. This we still on open air, brother. And you know, I don't like to discuss people's personal business, you know, online or whatever. You know,
yeah,
this
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
We know. Hey, we know. This fine.
Yeah, I don't do business like that. Is there someone interrupting my stream? No, he just asked if somebody interrupt him.
No. We should probably talk meanwhile. I don't know if it's a good idea to be quiet for like more than 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to type and Tyrone, you know good
play,
and
you know what you should do? Play some music meanwhile. Actually don't play the music. Forget that because you're on YouTube. If you play, it's gonna be copyright. I'm not playing music. I could say this. If anybody has checked the interview with Chadwick Boswick on The Breakfast Club, he says something about his contributions to the movie, Black Panther, which come out in Friday. And he said that how they designed the, environment, they've taken certain pictures and clips from the continent of Africa. So this is just no normal movie where you say, you know, it's great make-believe. They take some actual skyscrapers, buildings, and stuff that's right there in the continent as we speak. So they put a lot of work into this movie. They try to be as authentic as possible for that people. So those who will support and watch movie, you know, okay. I'm probably going to sit back and watch it, but, you know, I know y'all going to enjoy it. So, you know, enjoy it now. And it's a good, you know, I guess, image for us, regardless of us and our greatness. So, Tom, I wonder if when you about to go see it this Friday, get your dashiki on, get your cocoa butter on. War paint.
If I go see it, it won't be because of those reasons, man. I'll go see it because for the same reason I went to go see Avengers or Spider-Man or something like that. Hold on for a second. This look like my man calling.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Hello.
Hey Tyrone.
Hey, what's up, man? What happened?
So you hear me fine right now, right? So I'm still connected, you know, with my computer.
Yeah.
And I'm still in the studio.
Right, but we can't hear you over the air though.
Right. So I'm not sure. It looked like somebody else was in a host chair, and I didn't invite besides not just you, but I saw for a second somebody else was in the host.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So for a second, it had somebody else like hosting.
Hmm. I wasn't even at the PC, man. I just noticed the silence and came back to the phone. So I don't know what that could have been. Is there any way that on your PC software, the one that you use for the dialer, is there any way you could have muted that microphone on that interface?
Gotcha. Am I coming through again?
I said, can you check and see if you muted the mic on the dialer?
Can you
I can hear you.
Hold on, hold on. Here, we're going to hang this up real quick because my wife said
that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I don't know. It seems like his internet is working, but he ain't able to get no sound over here or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man, if I went to go see the Blank Path, man, it would be because, you know, they're a comic book hero, man, and I like, superheroes and shit. People flying through air in pajamas and shit. You know, I like that shit.
Pajamas. Yeah, I like them, too. I really see. When was the last superhero movie I saw in theaters? I think it was Captain America Part 3. I think that was the last superhero movie.
That was the Avengers, man.